Welcome to Nintendo Pals Podcast, the show all about Nintendo and friendship. Hey, it's part two of our Game Awards voting. Micah, shall we just jump on into it?
Yep.
We're back. For those that are tuning into this episode and didn't catch the last one, we are going through the Game Awards voting and voting together as a team for all the different categories. Our pick for Game of the Year was Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, but we also have voted for a couple different games on our favorites list, including Baldur's Gate 3, Mario Wonder, and... who could forget Pizza Tower that Mike has never heard of before? But let's jump on into where we left off here, and that was at Best Mobile Game. Micah, read us off our nominations.
We got Final Fantasy VII, Ever Crisis, Hello Kitty Island Adventure, Honkai Star Rail. I don't even know if I said that right. Heard it everywhere, though. Monster Hunter Now and Terra Nil.
Is Monster Hunter Now the Pokemon Go?
I have no idea. Niantic and Capcom.
Oh, okay. That's my vote then. I haven't played it, but in our office we got several people that are playing Pokemon Go, and then half of those people also play Monster Hunter Now, and it seems like a lot of fun. If I was into Monster Hunter and had time to play multiple Pokemon Go-like games, I'd give it a try.
Yep, sounds good to me.
All right, let's go on to the next one. We got to cruise through these because, we got like 18 categories left or something? Best VR/AR. Gran Turismo 7, Horizon, Call of the Mountain, Humanity, Resident Evil Village VR mode, and Synapse. Synapse? I've played Horizon Call of the Mountain. Actually, that's not true.
Sounds like a winner then.
I watched my son play Horizon Call of the Mountain, and it seemed very cool. But Resident Evil Village VR mode seems like that would be crazy scary and pretty fun if you are into that. So, I'm going to give it to Horizon. You have a VR headset. Why haven't you played any of these? You're not playing any...
Because I don't own any of them.
Man. All right. Horizon Call of the Mountain. Next up is Best Action Game.
Armored Core 6, Fires of Rubicon, Dead Island 2, Ghost Runner 2, Hi-Fi Rush 2, and Remnant. Not Hi-Fi Rush 2. There are too many 2s in this list. Just Hi-Fi Rush and Remnant 2.
This is a bonkers category that I haven't played a single game in this category.
I've heard good things about Armored Core, but I kind of want to say Hi-Fi Rush because we've seen it so many times and haven't given it a single vote.
Let's do it. Hi-Fi Rush, you get it.
I mean, it's obviously a good game and deserves something.
Yeah.
It's been nominated this many times.
Well, how about this category? So we just did Best Action category, but now it's time for Best Action Adventure. What's the difference? Well, this one has Zelda in it. Oh, that's the difference. For Best Action Adventure game, combining combat with traversal and puzzle solving. So it's not just combat. Action was focused on combat. This is like a... Is Alan Wake... Is there combat in that game? I don't think there's really combat, right?
You have a gun, right? At some point?
I guess, man. I know so little about Alan Wake. okay, so Alan Wake 2, Marvel Spider-Man 2, Resident Evil 4, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, and our vote, The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
Yep, they got me with traversal. You can make vehicles, yo.
Best RPG.
Baldur's Gate 3. Who could have guessed?
Hey,
Final
here's Starfield.
Fantasy 16. Lies of Pi, Sea of Stars, Lies and of Starfield. Pi. Yep, I always want to say Lies of Pi.
Yeah.
I finally did it. Lies of P. I mean, it sounds better, Lies of Pi, than Lies of P.
That's all right, well, Baldur's Gate 3, I'm guessing?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. I mean, Sea of Stars is okay as well.
Honorable mention of Sea of Stars, though.
Yeah. All right. Next up is Best Fighting. And we've got God of Rock. I've never even heard of that game.
Yep, me neither.
Okay. Markle. What was I trying to say? Mortal Kombat 1. Markle.
Ready for that.
Mortal Kombat 1. Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2. Pocket Bravery. And Street Fighter 6. So the question, the age-old question, Micah. Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat?
Ugh, I was thinking Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2.
Is that where you want to give it? I'm good to give it there.
If I had to choose between them, I don't know much, but I have heard that Street Fighter 6 is potentially better.
Okay, let's give it to Street Fighter 6. Let's give it a... Because I have heard literally nothing
I essentially know nothing.
All-Star Brawl 2. Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl. Which is weird, because I feel like the first game, they had, like, a whole bunch of hype, and there was, like, a bunch, but I've heard nothing about the sequel. I know it has Jimmy Neutron in it, I think. I think that was the thing. All right, best family game, a.k.a. best Nintendo game. That's usually how this category goes. It's filled with Nintendo games. But actually, this time around, it's pretty, but there's a good variety here.
Disney Illusion Island. Party Animals, Pikmin 4, Sonic Superstars, and Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Now, this one always has a bit of a debate tied to it. Best family game. What does that mean? It says best game appropriate for family play, irrespective of genre or platform. Now, does this mean, like, best game to play with your family, or does this mean best game for all ages of a family?
Good question.
Who knows? But I think I want to give it to Mario Wonder.
Yep. Because, I mean, it's for... even got the invincibility Yoshis and Nabbit.
Yeah, it's great for its multiplayer, both online and... But I think the local could use some work. There's one person that controls the camera, which is a terrible addition to the series. In old games, it was like everybody, if you're moving the screen, everybody's moving the screen. So it's not like one person in charge and everybody kind of has to make sure.
Yeah.
It's like...
Only the player one can move it forwards.
It's like Spelunky. And if you remember correctly, that's awful. Spelunky local multiplayer is not nearly as fun as online.
That's interesting. I'm surprised they changed it.
Yeah.
That's part of the fun, just trying to race ahead and get your teammates murdered.
Yeah.
The back.
That's probably why they changed it. To maybe make it a little bit better. So, like, the adult or the oldest in the situation controls the camera, because they'll...
So there's not, like, a small child running off ruining things for everyone?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Or a Micah. Murder Man Micah, as we called you.
I'll just be player one.
Perfect. All right. We're giving it to Mario Wonder, and next is Best Sim / Strategy. It's my turn to read, or yours?
Yours.
It's a me. Advanced Wars 1 and 2, Advanced Wars 1 plus 2 Reboot Camp, Cities Skyline 2, Company of Heroes 3, Fire Emblem Engage, and Pikmin 4. Three Nintendo games. On this one. That's
even
cool.
Better than the usual Nintendo category.
Where do you want to give this?
I mean, I haven't really played any of these except Pikmin 4 a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I'm leaning
for. All right, man, I'm good with that. That's where I was gonna lean my vote as well.
And this voting thing's easy if you've only played one of the games.
True. Oh boy,
that isn't
our
accurate.
Our favorite category. Well, this is why we only account for 10% of the vote. It's your turn to read them.
Excuse me.
Go for it.
The best sports / racing. EA Sports FC 24, F1 23, Forza Motorsport, and then definitely the best one, Hot Wheels Unleashed 2 Turbocharged, and then the Crew Motorfest.
Giving it to Hot Wheels. Let's go.
Oh, absolutely. Because it's obviously a superior game that we are knowledgeable about.
Ooh, okay. I haven't seen this category yet. Best multiplayer for outstanding online multiplayer gameplay and design, including co-op and massively multiplayer experiences, irrespective of game genre or platform. Oh, so specifically for online multiplayer. Interesting. The games
that is weird.
Listed are Baldur's Gate 3, Diablo 4, Party Animals, Street Fighter 6, and Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Baldur's Gate 3, right?
I don't know.
It's had some issues.
It's had some issues,
but
you can't share save files easily. The person who's hosting has to play every time. I mean, you can find the file using File Explorer and like download the zip and send it to people, but it's a hassle. I just feel like Super Mario Bros. Wonder online is so easy and works so well.
That's because you don't do anything in it. Like,
and it's so wholesome.
I will agree with you on that. I really like the multiplayer features in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. However, it does not feel like a core part of the game like Baldur's Gate 3 does. And what I mean by that is, like, Super Mario Bros. Wonder, the online just kind of puts ghosts on screen that can help you respawn if you die. And you can kind of see what other people are doing to give you hints on what to do. And everybody on there is really nice.
Always leading people to secrets and stuff.
Yeah.
Putting their standees on invisible blocks.
Yeah. But it's not
like
direct. No. It's not direct interactive play. In fact, you and I, when we played several times, I ran to just different levels and you were like, oh, where'd you go? And I was like, oh, yeah, sorry.
And that's cool that you can do that if you want.
Yeah. But to the defense of Baldur's Gate 3, you can travel like an open world, essentially, and be in completely different places. And it functions real good still.
Real good? That's questionable.
Have we ever had...
Maybe I'm a little biased because of the one issues we had. Where now Eli has to host everything. Because if he wasn't hosting online thing, it broke.
I feel like that's not Baldur's Gate's fault. I feel like that's Eli's fault somehow. But yes, he does have to host. I don't know. If it was Divinity Original Sin 2, would you vote that?
Probably not, actually.
Really?
I do think Baldur's Gate 3 is better with other people.
Yes.
But at the same time, I feel like Super Mario Bros. Wonder has more unique things from playing with other people. While Baldur's Gate, you're just, I don't know.
Playing together.
It's just more of you.
Man,
you're still playing it the same way. But I feel like Super Mario Bros. Wonder kind of changes how you play with other people.
Does it? I don't think it changes how you play at all. I feel like Super Mario Bros. Wonder, you could
maybe you just don't like people.
You could completely go without playing multiplayer, and it would be a pretty similar experience. I feel like it's not as integral to the game as what I'm saying. But but Baldur's Gate 3, and in a lot of ways, multiplayer online in all of these games, it is that way in all of them, right? It's not integral to the game. You got to be able to play the game not with online multiplayer.
Yeah.
Except for Diablo 4. Diablo 4 does force you to play online multiplayer. And for that reason,
Baldur's Gate 3, if people are reading really slow, you have to like wait for them to read stuff.
read.
Sometimes they start
voice acted. What do you
sometimes
mean?
They start. They have subtitles. Plus, sometimes people start important story conversations without you.
Okay.
You have no idea what's like going on.
I feel like this is a personal attack. Listen, I of these games, I give it to Baldur's Gate 3. Sounds like you give it to Mario Bros. Wonder. So, who wants to concede?
I earned up those credits, remember?
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I'm just like looking at it and going like, because your issues with Baldur's Gate 3's multiplayer are more on the technical side, and I don't think that's what this category is about. But
it kind of is.
But it kind of is. Yeah, I was like, the category is more about like the gameplay and design of.
Sometimes the gameplay is real bad when it's not working.
Yeah, but Baldur's Gate 3 is built as a multiplayer experience. Mario Bros. Wonder is not. Not the same way. It's built as a solo experience that happens to have other people also playing the game at the same time. With slight interactions. Yeah. It feels like Mario Bros. Feels like, well, it is Dark Souls, right? It's the Dark Souls online mentality. And I have issue with that. Because I just want to play online with my friends directly interacting. And that's where maybe I'm holding a little bit of a grudge here. So, okay, you've stored up credit. Let's go with Mario Bros. Wonder.
I knew it. Work out for
you
me.
You knew it would come in handy.
It's all worth it.
Best adaptation. I think it's your turn to read off categories, right?
Castlevania Nocturne, Gran Turismo, The Last of Us, The Super Mario Bros. Movie, and Twisted Metal.
Mario Bros. Movie?
I think so.
I think Last
really
of Us.
Know
is,
much
I think,
about any of them.
I think I'm, Last of Us is going to win, but Mario Bros. Movie is awesome.
I've heard good things about Mario, not Mario Bros.
I've heard good things about it too.
I don't know anything really.
I didn't know there was a Gran Turismo live action thing. Most anticipated game. The Tears of the Kingdom category that no longer exists. Because now we have it. And I will say that I'm very disappointed that Metroid Prime 4 isn't on here, because we'd be voting that in a heartbeat.
How dare they?
But here we go. Here are the categories. It's Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Hades 2, Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, Star Wars Outlaws, and Tekken 8. What are you most anticipating out of this list?
Definitely Hades 2.
Let's go. That's what I was going to say. We have decided Hades 2 is the most anticipated game. Content Creator of the Year. We've got... Well, you read these ones off.
Iron Mouse.
All right.
People Make Games. Quackity, Spreen, and Cypher PK.
Okay, so I do know who these people are, except for Spreen. I've never heard of Spreen. I don't know who that is.
Only one I've ever heard is Cypher PK.
Cypher PK does Fortnite. That's where he got big. I'm not a huge fan of his stuff, but apparently he's pretty popular. Quackity has exploded over the last little while. He's a Minecraft streamer that was part of the whole, I think he was part of the whole Dream SMP, and he started his own Quackity survival multiplayer thing, and it has a lot of people involved. And then Iron Mouse.
I'll defer to your judgment for this one.
Iron Mouse is very animated, not just because he's a VTuber, but just like a very animated personality, and is very entertaining to watch. But I think out of all these, it's probably got to go to Quackity. Also, he is
good to me.
He is from Mexico, and so like that's been a big thing. Is like he's like the biggest South American content creator, I think. Wait, no, Mexico's North America. I'm sorry to everybody I just offended. I'm just going to vote Quackity and move on. Let's just get out of here. Okay, next up is best esports game. For the game that has delivered the best overall esports experience to players, we've got Counter-Strike 2, Dota 2, League of Legends, PUBG Mobile, and Valorant. I think out of all of these, the one I've heard the most about this year is Valorant.
Yeah, probably true.
Counter-Strike.
Like, I have heard a bit of League of Legends.
Yeah. I've heard League of Legends. Like, League of Legends feels like it's kind of died down in its popularity. I mean, it's still extremely popular, but it's not as, like, in the hype geist, I don't think. But I don't know. I don't play any of these games.
Why is it PUBG Mobile? What?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, let's just give it to Valorant and move on, because neither of us knows anything about any of these games.
Valorant's, like, practically Counter-Strike 2, but with abilities, right?
I think so.
I feel like that's the comparison I've heard.
All right, Micah. I know you have stakes in this game here.
Very best much so.
Best esports athlete. It's your turn.
Oh, you don't want to read these ones?
No, I don't. You can go ahead.
Okay, well, Faker, Zywoo, Demon One, Hydra, Ruler, and Imperial Howl.
I have only heard of Faker. That's who we're going to vote for.
Same.
Let's go, Faker. You did great.
Also, I read all of their nicknames instead of their actual names because I would have definitely butchered some of them.
Best esports team. Evil Geniuses. Fnatic. Gaming Gladiators. JD Gaming. And Team Vitality.
Well, I have heard of Team Vitality, I'm pretty sure. Like, Gaming Gladiators.
I like the name pretty Evil cool. Geniuses. That's pretty funny. I have zero preference here. You pick random.
Random? I'm randomly choosing the coolest name. Gaming Gladiators.
Awesome.
Also, they played Dota 2, which played a little bit back in the day. Crystal Maiden, all the way.
Okay, best esports coach. I like that you keep getting the names. It's pretty great.
What are you talking about? I just read the last ones.
No, I just read the last ones.
I don't think so. Well, we got Potter, Zonic, Gunbreath, XTQZZZ, and Home.
I don't know who any of these people are. I'm going to vote for Potter.
Sounds good to me.
I know nothing about any of these people. Okay.
Hey, Potter, Evil Geniuses coach.
Perfect. Okay, best esports event. We've got the 2023 League of Legends World Championship. Blast.tv Paris Major 2023. Evo 2023. The International Dota 2 Championships 2023. And the Valorant Championships of 2023. I heard Evo was good. Go with that.
Sounds good.
Okay, let's go with Evo. Do 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 do.
That was it.
That's it. No, it says keep going. You've reached.
Well, that's because they didn't program it very well.
404. We've done it. That was it. We're done. We voted for everything. Wow.
Even the things we had. No right voting for.
That's 100%.
That's why these votes only make up 10%. Because they got people like us that have no idea what they're doing.
It was fun. So we can go back now, and actually it gives us a good little review of what we voted for. So for Game of the Year, we voted Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. Best Game Direction, Baldur's Gate 3. Best Narrative, Baldur's Gate 3. Best Art Direction to Mario Wonder. Best Score to Tears of the Kingdom. Best Audio Design to Dead Space. Best Performance to, oh man, Asterion. I don't remember the actor's name. Neil.
And in there.
Something.
Nubon, something.
Yeah. Innovation and Accessibility, we gave to Spider-Man. Games for Impact, we gave to Volcano High. Surviving Volcano High or something like
Goodbye,
that.
Goodbye, Volcano High.
Goodbye, Volcano High. Best Ongoing, we gave to Fortnite. Best Community Support to Baldur's Gate 3. Best Indie to Sea of Stars. Best Debut Indie to Cocoon. Best Mobile Game to Monster Hunter Go. Whatever they called it, Monster Hunter Now.
Now, yeah. So
Best VR to Horizon VR. Best Action Game to Hi-Fi Rush. Hi-Fi Rush, we didn't forget you. You got an award. Best Action Adventure to Zelda. Best RPG to Baldur's Gate. Best Fighting to Street Fighter. Best Family to Mario Wonder. Best Sim to Pikmin 4. Best Racer to Hot Wheels. Best Multiplayer to Mario Wonder. Oh, man, that still hurts a little bit. Best Adaptation to Mario. Most Anticipated to Hades 2. Content Creator of the Year to Quackity. Best Esport Game to Valorant. Best Esport Athlete, Faker. Best Esports Team, Gaming Gladiators. Best Esports Coach, Potter. Who's something, her name I don't remember. But Best Esports Event to Evo. I can't believe I remembered those last ones, actually.
Yeah,
any
I'm
of
impressed.
Those names. That's what we've got. We have voted. What are your votes for the 2023 Game Awards? Let us know what your thoughts are in the comments. And hit us up on Discord. Micah, where can people find you on the interwebs?
Find me on Twitch at Micah Prime.
You can find me on Twitch and YouTube at Andross1. You can also follow the show, Nintendo Pals, on all platforms. Also, check out our Patreon, where you can help us to produce the show. I was going to say try to take over the world, but that's not what we do on Patreon. You know what we do on Patreon? We do the Patreon Poke Wrap. But before we get to the Patreon Poke Wrap, I do got a shout out, and please beg for 5-star reviews for the Nintendo Pals podcast on your podcast listening apps of choice, because that is how you help us take over the world of Nintendo podcasts and podcasts in general and just entertainment in general. Why stop there? Help us to be the most rated with 5 stars podcast on the internet. We appreciate you. And we appreciate especially our Patreon supporters. We want to give you a shout out by giving you the Patreon Poke Wrap, which we will close with right now.
We gotta wrap some Patreon.
You just do the singing. I'll take care of the hard part.
Let's get it on.
We want to be the best that ever was. And shout out our pals over on Patreon.
LPD, Razo, Retrologic Dan, Tim, the Nintendo Dash, Lim, Tor, Spider Chan, Solo, Something, Mutog, the Game, Little Miss 7, and Monkey Thunder.
Catch 'em, gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all, Patreon!
Kid, Fiasco, Third Strongest Mold, Fedorable, Will All, and Seth Sturgeon, Cosmic, Purple, Viola, That Fast John, and all the plays too.
Gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all!
Yeah!
Gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all!
Yeah!
Gotta catch 'em all, Patreon! Let's get 150 or more, at least, to be a Patreon donor is your destiny.
Thank you all so much for listening and putting up with our antics in these Game Awards that we know nothing about. Bye-bye!